hanımdı hem de oğlu adam. Less brings of ecstasy, that is all trust to me. Such harsh type of ecstasy, only for the lightning, description, making anything with me. The Krishna, he is playing on what shall we do. He's exploiting the beauty of the gopi, the Braja gardens. That attitude, like a lightning, hit in my heart, and I am undone. I am undone. All else is like trash and stuff. I can't be normal with any environment. Can't adjust. That is my heart, drawn there, hopelessly drawn, that I can't retain my existence until the farther I come in the connection of that. Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari, rest of your love, the cover. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Today I finish here.
Vidya Prakash
Maharaj at the presentation is in my mind. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Today is a very auspicious day. The day of advent of Vishnu Priya Devi. And also that of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raghunandan Thakur and Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu. And also the day of departure of Vishwanath Thakur. And also, two of my God brothers, Sannyasi God brothers, Bharati Maharaj and Padmat Maharaj, departed this day. And then generally, this day, the goddess of learning, Saraswati Devi, is being worshipped. Devi, paracha. In the Upanishad we find two classes of learning, para and apara. Yatad okkharam adhikanyamati, by which you can understand the unknowable, the transcendental truth, that is para. That is principal learning.
and which takes them away from that sort of knowledge of reality that is Apara. Apara, the principle and the auxiliary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, bhakti vadha jaha hoite se vidyar mastakate padaghat karo koito. Arhi Saraswati Krishna Priya Krishna bhakti jarhiya binode sei se bhai ho. Really Saraswati Bhagdevi. Saraswati in Pauranic conception is accepted as the wife of Narayana, Lakshmi, Saraswati, etc. Both of them, they are the serving potency of Narayana, Saraswati. Bhakti vadha jaha hoite. Any learning, any knowledge that stands in the way of our real relationship with the Absolute, very faithfully trample down it, and which helps us to go, to reach to the object of our inner desire, which can satisfy the eternal thrust we are suffering from, which can quench that thirst. Sattva gati hi Vishnu, the learning, the knowledge that will help us to take, to help us reach the proper goal, destination. Of our inner hankering, we bow down to her. Bow down to her. Vishnu Priya Devi's life is that of helping the fallen to go to the utmost, the highest domain of love. Where Krishna, love divine, where jeev can be very, very, very nearer to Krishna. Mercy is over justice. Love is also over justice. Prem, divine love, over justice. Generally we cannot conceive that anything should be can be good. Over justice, crossing justice, it is impossible. Then injustice. What is not justice, that is injustice. But injustice cannot be indulged in. But mercy got his noble place above justice. We may have certain conception of that. A vague conception of that, that mercy is over. So gain knowledge, estimation proper. But praying, the love that is above. So for the fallen, the love is only the object of our hope. We are needy, we are fallen. We have got no merit, no capacity. So Mahaprabhu comes. Take the chance. Take the chance. Go to the window where the fallen men enlisted to be taken in. The royal help comes. Royal extraordinary grant for them, for the fallen. Go and to that window and try to have a ticket there, buy, purchase, if possible. বিচারিতে আবহি গুণ নাহি কা পায়বি কৃপা করি ছোট বিচার। ইফ ইউ আর কাম টু ক্যালকুলেট আই হ্যাভ নাথিং নো কোয়ালিফিকেশন সো ডোন্ট গো দ্যাট সাইড দ্যাট সাইড ফ্যাট অ্যাকর্ডিং টু মেরিট দি রিওয়ার্ড ইজ গিভিং ডোন্ট গো দ্যাট সাইড অ্যাভয়েড অ্যান্ড কাম টু দিস সাইড টু ট্রাই ইয়োর ফর্চুন সো উইথ প্রেম উইথ লাভ উইথ মার্সি মহাপ্রভু কেম and Vishnupriya Devi helped us in that way. That way, her whole life is that of sacrifice. And sacrifice may be of different quality, but here, sacrifice for which? For the highest attainment of the whole public, whole public. His contribution in that line, her contribution, is in that line. So whatever we may have, how she helped us indirectly, what was her own, I gave it to the world, and I, by her example, the heart, the iron heart also had to melt. She led her life in such a stern, strict way of devotion, showing it to us that even the stone melted, the opposition party also had to appreciate. Such was her life. From the very young age, she very strictly observed the way to show us how we should try for our highest benefit. That is, by her example. We are told that she took the name, she counted it by rice, grains. And that grain was cooked and it was dedicated to Krishna. And that also he distributed to some of his devotees and the remaining he took. And daily emaciating from young age, daily thinning, thinner and thinner in this way. Is going. But her body is not like mass of flesh, us. But she continues. Srinivas Acharya was graced by her and many other devotees later got her mercy, her grace. In this way, he established, installed Mahaprabhu's vigraha and regularly by the help of his paternal dynasty, paternal succession, he arranged the worship of Mahaprabhu and we find it. Still we are told. After renunciation, Mahaprabhu came here to visit. According to the custom of the sannyasins, and they approached towards his home previous, and Vishnupriya Devi darkly clad in darkly clothing fell on the near the feet of Mahaprabhu, the sannyasi. And Mahaprabhu put off the sandals and blessed her and went there immediately. Sutton, your burning heart by the help of these sandals. Uttering these words, Mahaprabhu went there. And she took those sandals and worshipped her, worshipped them as long as she lived. Those sandals are still sold to us by the succession, Vishnu succession. So Vishnu Priya Devi, very silent, modest, bashful life she led. She did not come out of the home. And our contribution towards our emulation of devotion is great. So today we are told the day of his appearance, we invoke her mercy on us fallen souls, that we can have for the highest benefit of our fortune. We may be appreciated with us. Next comes Pundarik Vidyanidhi. She was born in Chittagong, Chattagram, Chattala Bhumi in Sanskrit, in a Brahmin Jamindar family. He was a well to do man. But at heart, he was very rich with Krishna Prem, love divine. But outwardly, a man of luxury, luxurious life, curling hair in a fashioned way, with a scented oil. Then the smoking style also, very princely.
Gargara.
What is Gargara in English?
Water pipe.
Then also the bedding and other his dress, all very of a princely style. Then at that time, of course, for the purity and the divinity of the Ganges, many persons used to come used to come to the Ganges side to take bath sometimes. So he had also a house in Navadvip. At that time, of course, the boat was the conveyance. Sometimes he used to come and live here. And Mukunda Datta was one of the favorite disciples, servitors of Mahaprabhu. He also comes from that place, that Chattagram. He remained here permanently. He knew him. When Pundarik Vidyanidhi has reached Navadvip, so after a few days, Mukunda Datta has come to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is younger in age and very mild temperament, which is supposed to be the incarnation of Radharani's Bhava. Bhava. Very sober, mild, young, and soft-hearted and tending towards devotion from childhood. Mukundadatta respected and liked him best and asked Gadadhar Pandit, Pandit, do you like to see a Vaishnava? Yes, yes. I want to see Vaishnava. Then come with me. He took him, took Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit went there and saw that in a rich bedstead he is sitting, and with the that tobacco pipe in his mouth, and the curled hairs fashionably arranged, and very rich dress, and Mukundadatta, as a Brahmin, Mukundadatta went and straightly made obeisance. Gadadhar Pandit also imitated, but he told, he thought in himself, what a Vaishnava, he has taken me to see. Then Mukundadatta could feel that Gadadhar Pandit is little amiss. So Mukundadatta, in his natural sweet tone, he read the sloka of Bhagavatam, chanted. Bhagavatam. Aho vakiyam stanakalokutam dihansaya parayodat pasadhi libhi gotin dhatra chidang tadannam pangva dayalung saranam prayamu. This sloka was in a sweet voice and tune was sung by Mukundadatta there. Then that touched the heart of Pundarik Vidyanidhi and gradually began to, shivering began. And then abnormal mind came down and began to throw his limbs and began to snatch his hair and began to roll and began to throw his legs and head in such a way that where is that tobacco pipe, where is that richly set dress, all these things he began to do. Kangva dayalung saranam. This is in his mouth, lips. Kangva dayalung saranam prayamo. Hari is convulsion, divine convulsion. And Gadadhar was afraid, what have I done? Such a great Vaishnava. And Kangva dayalung saranam prayamo. So more than an hour such happenings took place. And anyhow, they tried their best to nurse him, defeating the position, and then gradually he became peaceful, and after a long time he came to this world, the senses. Then they came away. Then Gadadhar Pandit had a great reaction. I have committed offense against Vaishnava mentally. I disregarded him. So purely I have committed offense against Vaishnava, such a great Vaishnava. Then he thought within himself, how to be absolved of this Vaishnava Parama. It is hard in scripture that if we take shelter under his protection as a disciple, then he will forgive all my offenses. The Guru does not take any offense generally from the disciple side. He is always merciful. So I have not yet accepted any Gurudev officially. If I really want to be absolved from this Vaishnava Parama, then I must surrender to his feet wholly. Then he thought, of course my real master is Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit. I shall have the permission from him. Then he went to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit at that time, he already came from Gaya and he is continuing his Sankirtan campaign most intensely. And suddenly one day he began to cry, Pundarik Bap Re, Pundarik Bap. He began, Pundarik Bap. None knows what is the name, who is Pundarik. Mahaprabhu is crying, Bap Pundarik, oh my father Pundarik, where are you? When will you come to see me in this way? But generally, none knows who is Pundarik. Only Mukunda Datta, whose home was just nearby in Chittagong, he knew Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He is a good Pandit also, Sanskrit scholar. Vidyanidhi was his title. And he was a friend to Swarup Damodar. We are told here. But then Pundarik, after Mahaprabhu cried in this way, taking the name of Pundarik, within a few days Pundarik reached Navadvip. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Mahaprabhu, instead of saying Vidyanidhi, he used to give the name Premanidhi. Mahaprabhu told Premanidhi, not Vidyanidhi. And the Gadadhar Pandit asked permission from Nimai Pandit. I have not yet initiated, but in the Vaishnava school, there is the custom that one must take initiation. I like to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Yes, yes. He is your Gurudev. He is your father. And Buddha is a Vidyanidhi. He is the incarnation of Vrishabham, father of Radharani. Yes. Do it. Certainly, you take initiation from him. Then it was proposed through Mukunda Datta. And Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi as the incarnation of Vrishabham Raj. Also later on we find in Puri once Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He himself is a typical student of Raghumarga without caring vidhi, still he had some suspicion in mind that why the Pandas, Uriya Panda, they dress Jagannath with Marua Vasan without washing the clothing after it is washed, then some prepared some starch. is applied there. Marwa, mar. Mar means the juice of the rice. That is applied in the new clothing. And that was used for the dressing purpose of Jagannath. But Pundarik Vidyan is all that it must be cleansed and then it should be, Jagannath should be dressed. Pundarik Vidyanidhi thought like that. The very night he had a dream and he sees that both Jagannath and Balaram, they are giving slap, a heavy slap in his both cheek. And on the morning, his intimate friend Swarup Damodar, after going to him, he asked him, what is my fate? Last night I get such a heavy slap that you see my cheek has been swollen. It is only possible for you. Your devotion has attracted them. Here all these scrupulousness, just purity or impurity not to be considered here in Jagannath Kshetra. If Pundarik in this way, he was given stricture. You have come to scrutinize in these smaller things. I am here, generous of the generous, to deliver the fallen of the fallen. So these things I ignore here. You have come to in this way. And when there was some water play in the Indradyumna Sarovar, Mahaprabhu is enjoying this Sarvabhaum and the Namananda, very sublime as ocean. Like they are engaged in childish play. One is throwing water against another. The Sarvabhaum Pandit, man of the greatest position of the learning school, learned school, and also Ramananda Rai, a most grave governor who was the ruler under Pratapadra King after Madras. The whole Andhra province was under Orissa of empire, included. The most serious and the grave type of men, they are like engaged in childish play. Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar, they are also. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, they are also playing with water. And the Mahaprabhu enjoying from the bags and asking that Gopinath Acharya, who first introduced Mahaprabhu that he is not a man, human being, but the Lord has come here. That Gopinath Acharya. Mahaprabhu says in a merry spot, what this serious temperament man has doing like a childish play? Gopinath, go and stop them, what they are doing. How the people will say, look at them. Gopinath Acharya says, your the love, you have brought it in this world that can merge the whole big mountains. What to speak of these two stone chief? Meru Mandara Saila Kares, big mountains go down in the flood of divine love. And this two child, what to speak of them? They are feeble and they are besides themselves. What is their sobriety and their vanity and all these things? They are like child. And it is your credit that you have made them such. that Pundarik Vidyanidhi, his birthday is the day of appearance today. So we invoke for his mercy to ask for an soul. And you know, Abhraghunandan and Srikhandani are Katwa. He was the son of Mukunda Kaviraj, a well-to-do man. Treatment is his occupation, good practice. His son was Raghunandan. And Raghunandan's early life is very wonderful and mysterious. Once Mukunda got a call for treatment to a distant part of the country. The boy Raghunandan was asked, please feed my deity. The Krishna, Radha Krishna was the family deity to be worshipped in their house. And he asked the young Raghunandan, I am going far, I may not come back in time. So, my boy, you have to serve them, to feed them in time. So he gone, Raghunandan, when the time has come, father is not yet come, he took the dishes, and first worshipping took the dishes. There closed the room, said, oh Lord, you must take this. He closed the door. Opening, and there is, as it were, not, he has not swallowed. Then what is this? He began to cry. Again shut the door. Please take, otherwise what my father will say to me? Take it. So in his simple heartlessness he began to cry. You take it, my Lord. Otherwise what my father will punish me? Twice that the Lord swallowed. Then after a little mother has come to take the remove the dishes. What is this? You have ate it up? The whole thing? What is this? No, I have not. The Gopal has eaten. Gopal has eaten. You fool? You like want to be fooled me? Gopal has taken? You have taken. No, I have not taken. I am not the Gopal has taken. Then the father came back, mother told, you have asked the boy to do this, the empty pot I have to take out. The child, the naughty child, has devoured everything. What's the matter, Raghunandan? No, my father, first he did not take, but I told him repeatedly, the father will come and just he asked me to feed you, and if you don't take, then I will be punished by my father, I cried. And the Gopal took it. Is it Gopal took it? Yes. Can you show me? I may try. Then Raghunandan, Mukunda, being outside, I wanted Raghunandan to worship that. And when Raghunandan offers, it is vacant. But when he himself, he prays nothing as it is. So, one day, but how Gopal, you must come to show me. Yes, I shall try. So anyhow, by the peeking through the window a little distance, the Mukunda saw that Gopaliji. And the Raghunandan is not ordinary child. Who is he come to my house? Then, and when Mahaprabhu with Raghunandan all, Raghunandan was very beautiful, exquisitely beautiful, and he was a good dancer, very charming dancing he could manage. Later on, the scholars had, the Vaishnava scholars had given their opinion that he was Pradyumna's avatar. Pradyumna. Very beautiful and dancing also, very charming. Raghunandan and Mukunda both went to Puri to see Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asking Mukunda, who is father, who is son? Mukunda, you are Raghunandan's father, and Raghunandan is your father. Mukunda could understand the tenor. No, Raghunandan is my father. Yahaite Krishna Bhakti Shai Guru Hai. Amasabhar Krishna Bhakti Raghunandan Haite. We have got a little devotion, what we think from Raghunandan. He is my guru, and so he is my father. And not that I am his father. Yes. Yahaite Krishna Bhakti Shai Guru Hai. Who gives, imparts Krishna Bhakti, devotion of Krishna, he is the superior. Right you are. That is Raghunandan. Raghunandan's name. And when the Jagannath chariot was going, there are seven groups that song, that sang and danced, seven Sankirtan parties. And there's one party completely made up this Srikhanda staff, the Sarkar, Narahari Sarkar, Raghunandan, Mukunda, and this, their following. One party. And Raghunandan used to dance there madly and very charmingly, we are told. So that's, and he was bachelor whole life, Raghunandan. So he was such a type of devotee, we are told. So we all beg his grace, pray for his grace. Then the Raghunath Das, that is a famous, who is considered to be the Acharya, the Prayojana Acharya. What is our highest goal? He has played the part of that himself, practiced, and shown us to us, and left also for us, that Radha Rashtra. Radha Rashtra is the supreme most goal of all of us. He is born in a very rich family. His parents, his father, uncles, they are all not only rich but very benevolent. Advaita Acharya and other big pandits, they all get some regular help from him. In that ancient time, 20 lakhs income from the state and 12 lakhs to Nawab and 8 lakhs and net profit.